While farmers recognize the drought as a temporary crisis, museum directors realize rocky economic times may be here to stay for them. One New Hampshire museum is taking some permanent action by hanging for rent signs. Amanda Loader, New Hampshire Public Radio, reports.
All it takes to enter a time warp in New Hampshire is $15 in a summer afternoon. Spanning more than 250 years of American history, Strawberry Bank is the oldest neighborhood and one of the state's oldest cities, Portsmouth. It's kind of like Colonial Williamsburg Light. Stationed inside many of these 37 homes are reenactors in different period garb. Inside a hulking White House, it's 1872.
Good afternoon. I am Sarah Goodwin. Welcome to my home. So you enjoyed the garden, didn't you?
We did.
Typically, Strawberry Bank's visitors have been of the school group and tour bus variety. But when the economy went downhill, museum staffers started thinking about drawing longer-term guests.
And it's fair to say that we have always struggled to find a financial model that sustains us adequately. And we've never had an income stream that was consistent.
Rodney Rowland is Strawberry Bank's facilities director. As we walk the grounds, he explains that the historic house's upper levels are usually storage space. So it made sense to turn these extra rooms into extra revenue, modern apartments and office spaces. All told, Rowland hopes this move will add $300,000 to the bottom line.
Yeah. You know the master showroom?
A couple of tourists inside a bright yellow Federal-style house are wandering through a quiet woodcrafts exhibit. They stare intently at a carved eagle and various tools kept behind glass. What they don't know, until he tromps downstairs to greet me, is that 60-year-old Tom Richter lives upstairs.
Hi. How you doing, Amanda? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
With his easy grin, bare feet, cut-off khakis, and baggy T-shirt, he kind of looks like he walked out of a Jimmy Buffett song. The visitors shoot us curious looks as Richter shows me around.
As you can see, I live behind a theater rope.
At the top of the old wooden staircase sits an apartment that's not much bigger than a college dorm. To the right...
It's a kitchenette and a bathroomette, I guess.
Richter's day job is working as a project manager for the city's public works department. On his time off, he's a musician. He's working on a set of folk songs about Portsmouth right now, and he moved to Strawberry Bank for inspiration. As long as he can have his window air conditioner, discreetly placed in a back window so tourists aren't likely to see, and room for his banjo, he's pretty much happy. Although...
There was a rule that said no alcohol, and my hand automatically reached for the phone, and I called Rodney, and he clarified, no, you can have alcohol upstairs, you just can't maraud around the grounds while we're open. So, all is well.
Eva Boyce lives next door to Tom over the woodcrafts exhibit. Mysterious holes in floorboards and swatches of paint layers revealed on her door during renovation are all part of the charm.
And I feel that there was either the hand of God or fate in me being here because this is a fantastically unique situation.
Overall, she says Strawberry Bank has done a good job of preserving its living history illusion downstairs while catering to its modern tenants' needs. But every now and then something happens. Take the washer and dryer, which are carefully hidden behind a cupboard door downstairs, just off from the exhibit space.
And one of the kids stumbled into it one day, and I heard him say, "Oh, they had these back then, too?" And I just started to laugh.
And besides the occasional appliance sighting, the only other hint of present-day New Hampshire life over this exhibit might just be a few bars of Tom Richter's music. For NPR News, I'm Amanda Loader.
Eva and I, in a driftwood dream, tossed about and swept.